Being an immigrant in America can be lonely. They're often cut off from family as well as the news and music of home. Baruch Hertzfeldt, an entrepreneur in New York City, had a novel idea. He figured out a way for immigrants to connect to radio stations in their home country using nothing more than a cheap cell phone, not even a smartphone. NPR's Margot Adler reports that the company, Zeno Radio, allows immigrants to live stream radio stations from around the world.
I'm on the street right next to Penn Station with Zeno Radio employee Atif Enan from Egypt. He walks by several halal meat stands and hands out cards. One side is Arabic, one side English. There's a list of countries each has a U.S. phone number.
This is for local Egyptian station. This is for Lebanese, Moroccan, then Syrian, Yemeni, Algerian, Iraqi, and Somali.
Cooking some vegetables at one of the halal carts is Ahmed Mohammed. Yeah.
So what station do you listen to when you listen to Zeno Radio?
The music for Egypt, the Quran too. It's nice.
How long have you been listening to it?
Almost 1 month.
When I listen to the Egyptian music every day, I feel that as if I'm living home, I'm back home.
What's the story with the virtual machines? Are they done yet?
Zeno Radio has its offices right across from Penn Station. 14 people work there. Enan helps me dial up an Iraqi radio station.
And this is a welcome prompt saying, welcome, you're listening right now to the Iraqi radio.
So I just pressed one.
This is a radio competition. He's making a quiz, and people are sending him messages with the answers. It's about a famous city in Iraq.
Zeno Radio works because most people with cell phones have combined data and calling packages, many with unlimited minutes for phone use.
But they figure who's going to be on the phone. Turns out my guys will be on the phone for 12 hours a day.
That's Zeno Radio founder and CEO Baruch Hertzfeldt. He's in his 40s, and he's a character. An Orthodox Jew, he ran a bike shop in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, called the Treif Bike Geschäft, the non-kosher bike shop. He also ran a trailer park for artists in Brooklyn. Hertzfeldt can get very excited when he thinks about the world his company opens for people just by dialing a U.S. number.
If you press extension 1, you're listening to one radio station. 2 is another one. 3 is another one. 4 is another one. You press star and change it.
How? Zeno assigns a U.S. phone number to the radio station's internet stream. And who are his listeners?
You can go to a taxi driver and say, who's running for mayor of New York? No idea. But who's running for president in your country? They'll know like the 10 or 11 guys.
And he revels in the many languages, tribal dialects, and cultures of the some 2,000 stations on Zeno Radio. The company won't share its financials, but it gets money from advertising and from investors, and they get a couple of cents per call from telephone routing companies that have space and want more business. Boubacar Ba from Mali is in charge of all the French-speaking radio stations on Zeno Radio, about 100, many from West Africa.
If I check on my board, I see Radio Nostalgie from Guinea is my number one station. They have right now in the New York area 29 people, 31 now. It's constantly updating.
And then number two
is Zik FM from Senegal.
Boubacar Sanogo, also from Mali, drives a yellow cab 10 to 12 hours a day. He's been here 13 years, has a family, a college degree. He listens to Zeno Radio maybe 5 hours a day. He has about 20 Mali radio stations to choose from.
I listen to the news from my country. Then after that, I listen to French news for a while.
How has it changed the shape of his day?
A lot. Driving the car for 12 hours is really boring. So with this radio, I can see the time flying.
In fact, conversations with passengers were once the only break in monotony. No longer.
Usually if I'm listening to the news, I don't want them to talk to me.
Many of our listeners are in solitary jobs, and they feel culturally isolated. So it may not even be the most exciting content in the world, but it like provides him solace as he spends his day.
And given how many people have cheap cell phones compared with computers, Hertzfeldt says the possibilities for global expansion of Zeno Radio are endless. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.